Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. Every item you see down the front page, those votes, those numbers next to them, those are votes. They're totals of votes. You can vote up or down. So if you like something, you vote it up. If you don't, you vote it down. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive, and don't forget to hit the upcoming stories page, the most important page on the site as far as your voting is concerned, because that's where all the brand new submissions, and of course you can submit things to the site too, but that's where all the brand new submissions go before they make it to the front page. They have to get a certain number of votes in order to get promoted. So please go to the upcoming stories page over at freetalklive.com and get interactive as we go to your phone calls and your thoughts. More about the Atlanta Citizen Review Board and how it's failing in moments. But first, Tyler is listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Tyler.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Tyler. Are you on a speakerphone?
No. You probably hear a lot of echo.
It's a little bit of echo. All right, go ahead, sir. Sorry. What's on your mind tonight?
I had this one incident with police. I was having a blonde moment, I guess. I went to pump gas or whatever. I pumped the gas and that kid with the card afterwards, so it didn't count or whatever. It was $7. Well, anyways, they're coming to my house over there. And the screen door, I had the screen door shut. You know, it's a nice day. Front door's open. So this officer walks in the house, walks up the stairs, and searches for my room, I guess, whatever he thinks is my room.
Wow.
He's like, Marion City Police coming through. I'm like, whoa. You know, what's up? He's like, well, you apparently stole some gas or whatever. Obviously knew I wouldn't steal $7 worth of gas. You know, and he's just making a big deal about it or whatever. I'm like, how'd you get in? Did someone let you in? He's like, the door was open. Like, I guess that just means you can just walk in. We're like, I went to my neighbors. Like, your son stole one of my yard gnomes, you know, so I just thought I'd come in and tell you I might need that back. You know, they'd probably call the police on me and I'd go to jail. Mm-hmm. Something crazy like that. I just thought it was weird. He just walked in. I mean, I could have been smoking pot in my room.
Absolutely. Absolutely you could have, and you would have been arrested for it.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, do you have this guy's name? Have you followed up and tried to hold him accountable?
No. I mean, this was before I was even with the whole free talk, liberty movement, all that.
Oh, so wait, how long ago was this?
Maybe 6 months.
Okay.
Right on. Well, how big is the department out there? You may be able to go by and check it out and identify him and just, you know, point it out and at least
go ask for a complaint form.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
You know, it probably won't, but it is interesting to try, and it's always enlightening to, you know, attempt to use their little system and try through their processes to see what sort of results you can get. It's usually going to be a waste of your time, but
what stumbling blocks they put in your way.
Right, but ultimately it is a learning experience about how bureaucratic and how useless their complaint system would be in that case. So were you ticketed? What was the ultimate result of his visit?
Well, he just told me to go after he was ranting and raving about nothing, about me telling him that he shouldn't just walk in my house. He's like, well, just go, or here's the number to the gas station, just make sure you go pay it as soon as possible, blah. And he leaves, but he just walked in the house. I thought that was strange. I guess that badge and gun means you can just walk in anywhere.
It's crazy.
There's more than one report of this. I mean, this isn't the first time that we've read a story like this.
Yep.
And I imagine these kind of stories just aren't often getting reported. Yours didn't. It doesn't rise to the level of news.
It's not news because it's common. Because any cop will open an open screen door and likely come inside. I mean, I guess not any cop, but many cops will.
Yeah, I don't know. What makes a screen door an open door, but a wooden door a closed door?
I don't know. That's right. A good question.
There's a window, I guess.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
No, it is. He has no right.
Air can pass through it?
Right. You shouldn't have to always have your doors locked for fear of the police coming in.
Right? Tyler, if you want to follow up and try to figure out who this guy was and make it more known, at least advise your neighbors of this guy who breaks and enters. There's a CopLock is a sister site called Cop Reports. There's a link to it from the homepage of CopLock. And
I heard I think it was Dave Ridley talking about that, or somebody was.
Nice.
No, it was maybe it was Dave or Daryl Perry. Daryl Perry
cool.
was talking
right
about
on.
That. And Cop Reports, tell me. tell me about that. And thank you, by the way, Tyler. Let us know what happens if you do end up getting any accountability on that. Appreciate the story tonight. Tell me more about Cop Reports.
Yeah, coplock.org, again, it's a decentralized website, so we encourage people to implement ideas they have or give us ideas, and we can try to work with them to bring them to fruition. We've received a lot of feedback and input from folks since CopLock's founding, which about 2.5 years ago, for the need of something like this interface. And about a year ago, a statistician stepped up and said, "Hey, I want to help get involved. What can I do?" And we tried to find a place for him, but we really didn't have a need at the time. But more recently, an individual stepped up who had some experience with databases, and we paired them together, and they made this site called Cop Reports, cop-reports.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is essentially it's an interface where, you know, you're not going to get accountability following a complaint with the police department. They investigate themselves, and so the idea is just to make their transgressions clear for everybody else. And so you go to the site, you can fill out a report, as much information as you have, the badge number, contact info, social media contacts, an incident write-up, the name, date, you know, all sorts of things. You can attach a picture, and the idea is essentially we'll have a database there where there will be potentially multiple points of contact for certain individuals, and we can work together. I now have looped in a young lady who has stepped up from Idaho. She expressed interest in getting involved with CopLock. She's now moderating Cop Reports and approving submissions that look good. And if they need some following up on and call floods, she'll feed them over to coplock.org.
Outstanding. So cop-reports.com is where you can go to check that out. And I think it's a great idea. I know that you guys are probably getting a load of submissions just running copblock.org, so this gives them a specific place to go to.
Yeah, it's decentralized, so if anybody has interest and wants to get involved with CopBlock, I could definitely use some help in a lot of different areas, and so I could suggest some or if you have ideas of your own. But
how do they get in touch? Through CopBlock.org?
Yeah, there's a contact button at CopBlock.org, or you can email me, pete@copblock.org, and we can brainstorm, collaborate.
Now, one of the other things that CopBlock does is it is creating a model that can be duplicated, because I think that's really important with activism, is to do stuff. I mean, obviously, up here in New Hampshire, we've got a whole lot of activists that have moved into one place, which makes it, you know, to some extent a little more difficult to duplicate some of the things that go on here, because you have to have the numbers. But the idea of CopBlock, of people holding police accountable, of arming up with video cameras, asking questions of the police, these are things that can be implemented even on an individual level. And if you've got a handful of folks, all the better. And so you guys have had basically CopBlock subsidiaries, or what do you call them?
Some people call them groups, offshoots, groups? Affiliates. Yeah, but right now there's... Yep, if you go to copblock.org, there's a map embedded on the right side, or if you go to the About page, we have a map there. We have a list of allies, which are CopBlock offshoots, as well as a few cop watch groups and some other branches. So I've been teaming up with Jacob Crawford, who's a longtime cop watcher since 2000 out in Berkeley, the original cop watch group, and he and I and some other folks here collaborated to make the CopBlock 101 video that recently went up that gives a real good overview of what CopBlock's about and share some details about it. And so essentially what I'm trying to do now is just create these primer resources, as my buddy Howard Killebrew, who started Denver CopBlock, says, make the ground fertile so stuff can grow. So I'm just trying to create these resources. I'm working with Meg McLean to create a lot of printable, downloadable flyers and graphics and literature so people can get this information in other people's hands.
Well, let's talk to Jacob. He's on the line here. He's one of the co-founders of Ohio CopBlock. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live with Pete Ehrer from CopBlock.
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jacob?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to report on my case and a little bit how we're starting up the chapter again, since I'm not really afraid of the law.
Tell me about your case.
We got a chain of custody issue. I was going to send a message to Pete showing him where the package got opened by some company before it arrived.
Hold on, I have no idea what you're talking about. What package, where?
Do you remember a few months ago I called in, or my buddy called in about me getting arrested?
No, and I'm sure the thousands of listeners haven't heard the story. You're going to have to back it up.
We're doing radio, so we always have to do a recap so people can understand what you're talking about. So hang on, Jacob. We're going to bring you back. You can tell us the story in moments. 855-453 is the number here. That's 1-855-450-3733. And we'll continue here with you. And your thoughts are welcome about whatever's on your mind. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
Number tonight, you can take control of the airwaves.
The number is 855-453. It's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
Pete.
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on our website, where we accept bitcoins. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find the Bitcoin tip jar address. If you've got some bitcoins you would like to share with us, or a fraction of a bitcoin, somebody actually just sent in a couple days ago. You can, when you get your Bitcoin client up, it tells you when and how much you received. Someone sent to the FTL Bitcoin address 0.0000001 Bitcoin.
You can do it.
You can do it with Bitcoin. Maybe they were just trying it to see if they could.
See how it gets done.
Absolutely, yeah, sure. Can. And I wonder what that translates into in U.S. dollars, because right now Bitcoins are worth about 10 or 11
basically,
bucks
a piece. Yeah, they're, you know, you just, it, the easy thing to do right now is call them 10 bucks, move the decimal point over one position, and do it that way in your head.
There you go. Good
so,
point.
I mean, it's a small fraction of a penny.
I'm glad we've got a super genius on the show. Thanks for that.
I'm saving the show. I'm telling you.
All right. So bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about bitcoins over at weusecoins.org. And it's an amazing idea that is just getting better over time as more people continue to develop it, as more businesses continue to accept it. It is a digital currency that essentially acts like a digital version of cash, except it's not issued by a government. It's not issued by a corporation. It's completely, like CopBlock, decentralized. It is peer-to-peer. It cannot be taken down by the government. It is impossible for them to crack it, and it makes it so you can do financial transactions, buy products, services online without having to ask anyone's permission. And you can also do it in an anonymous fashion as well, which allows for different services like, say, gambling to be possible with it. Learn more at weusecoins.org. And you can grab some bitcoins over at bitinstant.com. You can turn your cash into bitcoins. Bitinstant.com allows you to do that. Now, Jacob is with us. He's the co-founder of Ohio CopBlock. Jacob, keeping in mind that there are brand new listeners all the time to Free Talk Live, recap what happened, because you said you had an update on your situation with the police. So please kind of give us the whole story in a nutshell, if you could.
Okay. Around November of the year, I called you guys talking about research chemicals, and I sold synthetic cannabinoids at the time. Remember that?
Yeah. What was it, like Discount Recam or something?
What's that?
What was the website?
Discount Recam.
Right, okay.
We sold synthetic cannabinoids only, right? Well,
okay.
Anyway, I ordered 300 grams worth from a website, legally, of course. And they sent me methylone instead of what I wanted to get. So custom agents picked it up and did a controlled delivery.
Oh, no.
Right now I'm facing 2 to 8 years in a state prison. So.
Wow.
Holy crap. Okay,
yeah.
So this is because Ohio had outlawed methylone, or was this a federal thing?
Well, okay, it was a federal stop, but then the state police arrested me, and the federal boys realized that there's a chain of custody problem. And they decided to have the state, like, take care of it.
So it's so this is recent, because it was not too long ago that the federal government outlawed all of a number of these research chemicals.
Yeah, but methylone wasn't one of them, which is cool. So I won't get charged for that.
So is it Ohio that has a law against methylone then?
No, I'm getting charged by the state where it is illegal now. I didn't order the chemical though.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a kind of a tough thing for them to prove. I mean, you know, it's you had this delivered to you, but you didn't know that it was coming. And how do they prove? I mean, don't you have plausible deniability in this
or like
case?
A receipt that you can show and say, "Hey, I didn't order this specific chemical."
No, I have a receipt showing I'm tried to order a different chemical because I only sold synthetic cannabinoids. I don't believe in any of those cannabinoids or any of those bath salts. I think they're dangerous and deadly. People have the right to eat them if they want, but I don't condone that. We sold forensic purpose cannabinoids and nothing else, and that's what I ordered. And they sent me the wrong chemical, and I got in trouble for it.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, where was the supplier? They were overseas, huh?
Yes, sir, from China.
Got it. So it was Ohio that had a law passed against methylone. Now, for those that don't know, methylone is kind of a lot of these synthetic drugs are trying to ape the what are classic illegal drugs like ecstasy.
They're trying to make them better versions. Like methylone, if it was used for human consumption, it's a better version of ecstasy. It has without the crash or any of that. Like, with, you know how they just outlawed all the 2C chemicals like 2CE and 2CI? Well, they just made new ones that are active on blotter that are better with less side effects.
So that's interesting, because that's not what I
do is make new ones.
That's interesting that you say that, because that's not what I'd heard about methylone. I had heard that it was worse than MDMA, which is...
The reason I heard it was worse was
because it lasts for a less amount of time, and it's more addictive, and so people would be more likely to continue redosing with it.
Well, I did experiment with it when it was legal around probably July of 2011. Mm-hmm. I ordered like 10 grams for like $50, and it was an amazing chemical. I'm like, don't get me wrong. Like, I loved it. I liked it more than any street ecstasy. If you find any street ecstasy, you're not going to find any more than 84%. But anyway, back to the case. The feds dropped it because the chain of custody, when they were sending it for forensic analysis, they sent it to the wrong place in Strongsville. A company opened it up and took it out of its packaging.
Oops.
Yeah. Right?
So when do you face...
I'm pretty sure I have a chain of custody thing. I got in touch with Pete, actually, a couple of days ago about getting a guy's email, and I've been talking to him about it.
So they screwed up the chain of custody. You're thinking the charges could get thrown out based on that. But I like Mark's question about the plausible deniability. I mean, people can send whatever the hell they want to Free Talk Live's address. I don't know what kind of things people are sending to my mailbox. How can I be responsible for whatever packages or envelopes
exactly.
are sent to me?
I didn't even sign for it. My uncle did. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah.
But my uncle signed for it.
Yeah,
it was a cop disguised as a DHL agent.
Yeah, I would say that, even if you sign for it, I guess that might make their case a little better, but even if you sign for it, most people sign for any package that comes to their front door.
Yeah, that's what happened to the guy in Strongsbury. He signed for it because he ran a business, and he opened it up, and the powder was there. He's like, hey, this isn't what I ordered. And it turned out the Chinese guy sent the wrong...
I drop your call. Sorry about that. You got to remember you're doing live radio, and I apologize. We are here on a bunch of radio stations. We've got to protect their license. So, sorry about that. Really wanted to continue that interview, and I hope that Jacob has the best of luck down there with that, because I hate to see anybody go to jail for some, something they didn't even intend to do.
It sounds like there's a lot of outs for him, for the legalese and everything. And the individual he's talking about being put in contact with recently is Mark Stevens, and so he's okay. got some legal knowledge himself, and I think... with the facts of it and this legal knowledge, legalese knowledge that Mark will bring to the table will navigate him through this successfully.
It would seem to me that this is one of those cases where the cops, like usual, are just trying to intimidate their way into a conviction. Like, oh, hey, buddy, you're looking at 8 years in prison here for this methylone possession charge. But wait, I didn't order it. I didn't know this was coming to my house. How can you put me in prison? Well, because most people are going to take the plea deal. Odds are good they're going to come to the table with a plea deal.
Fewer than 1% of cases, arrests, result in a trial.
Right. How many people who have had a delivery, a similar situation as Jacob, how many of them have actually taken it to trial? And what happens then? Because then they actually have to prove their case. They have to prove that he intended to receive this, don't they? That he intended to have this product? It's Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. It's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. We give them away. The archives are there, and they go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many as you want. And if you want, you can also share them, which we'd really appreciate if you did. You can share your favorite episodes or share the ones you hate, whatever. Share them with your friends on Facebook. You can use the share button on each episode that you'll find on our SoundCloud page. You can get to our SoundCloud page by going to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and then click the SoundCloud link to get there. Again, all the archives completely free. FreeTalkLive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Pete, and Mark.
And we're going to do something a little bit unusual here. It certainly wasn't planned because, you know, again, open phones will take calls from anybody about anything, including a bunch of guys in another radio studio somewhere down in Florida. Apparently, we have the hosts of Dangerous Conversation on the line with us here, which is available at RadioIO.com. Scott, Loring, Alex, how many people do you have behind microphones down there?
Let me see. We got six people on six mics here, Pete. Good to talk to you.
Well, Pete, wow. I'm Ian, but Pete's here too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From copblock.org. Okay. And that's okay. We won't have any idea who you are either, so don't you worry about that.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, actually, you know a couple of guys. You know Loring.
I know
who
Loring.
You know in the studio.
Yeah, I know Ian and Pete. Who else do you have in the studio tonight?
Mark Edge is here as well.
Oh, yeah, so I know all three of these.
His name is Edge? Mark.
Okay. Oh,
my name's
yeah.
Ledge.
What's that?
So Edge and Ledge.
Yeah,
very
Edge
cool.
And Ledge.
Very cool. It sounds like a mid-80s like cop drama, right?
You got a spin-off for me here.
Yeah, 1787's on this side. We've got Alex and Danielle as well. Do you guys know each other?
We've never really met
no,
or anything like that, but
they won't come to Porkfest.
Yeah, we don't come to Porkfest.
I'm trying to talk them into going
yeah.
next year.
Look, we're all supportive of Lauren.
I definitely said in studio. I think on the last show or the one before, I'll totally.
I've actually called into Free Talk Live a couple times when they've had a couple issues, subjects and stuff, but not just as a regular caller. Like I didn't, you know, just Alex, you know, from Florida, you know, in the air.
So we'd love to have you all come up here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But as I understand it, you know, just from the brief conversation we had during the break, people actually pay to listen to your show. So you guys are like really good at this radio thing.
Well, what we try to do is, you know, the network was already existing, and a lot of people that work in radio, including Bubba and some other investors, decided to start to realize that, you know, maybe if you could control content, you could control anything, and they started to look for their own venue, and they purchased RadioIO.com. It's a publicly owned company. It's a penny stock. There are several thousand subscribers. The streams are free, but the downloads cost money. So basically, if you listen to the show, you can stream it live. Free, but if you want to go back and listen, you would have, and that includes Bubba's Library, all the comedy bits from the morning show, everything that includes the Shannon Burke show. He's on an afternoon. Shannon's been doing talk radio for about 25 years.
Yeah, he used to be on Real Radio down there in Orlando before something awful happened. Now, that's good to know that you guys can get tuned into live over there, and it sounds like you have only known you for 3 minutes here, but it sounds like you guys have a good rapport. It sounds like you're having fun. Now, you wanted to talk about Ademo, right?
Yes.
Who's currently facing 21 years for wiretapping charges up here in New Hampshire. And of course, Pete Ayer is here from coplock.org. So if you had some questions for Pete, shoot.
That was really it. We had had Ademo on our show, Rick. You said about April, I think, when we had heard of it.
Mid to late April, I believe, is when we had him.
And we had learned about Coplock at that time, and I believe he was. It was a smaller charge. It might have been something at a police stop or something. It was something that wasn't large. And then we had heard about the school, the security guard, the video, the so-called wiretapping charges. And we just wanted. We figured, well, what's a better way to get an update than to check with the people that love him and know about him? So. Ian, go ahead and give us the update on
Pete, I mean, I love Ademo as much as anybody else, but Pete's our special guest here tonight.
There's a lot of folks who love and support Ademo out there, but I'd say the one place you'd go for up-to-date information is coplock.org/freeademo. But essentially what he's looking at is 21 years for recording and sharing the conversations he had with three public officials, one who works at Manchester Police Department and two who work at Manchester's West High School. And he was following up, as y'all know, on the October 3rd incident that happened last year at West High School when Darren Murphy slammed a 17-year-old student on the table for uttering an expletive. And I think that's a definite overreaction, and Ademo did as well. He followed up on it, as any good journalist would. And for that, he found out a month after the video of him following up was published, he found out from the front page of the Union Leader that he was indicted by a grand jury for three felony counts of wiretapping. So in total, that's 21 years he faces. And to go back to some of the points y'all had raised, I guess the conversation you and Ademo had in April, it's all sort of linked together to another police accountability story. In early 2010, four off-duty managed cops beat up a guy named Chris Meklovich, and right away the city attorney there said, we're not going to charge these officers, these individuals. I don't like using their claimed titles. But over a year after that, the state attorney general said, you know, it wasn't their best day, but we're not going to charge them. So a couple weeks later, me and Ademo and a few other dozen folks went outside of Manchester PD and were holding signs, having conversations about their own accountability, pointing out double standards. Ademo and a number of other people were using children's chalk to write on the sidewalk in the police department. He was a number of people. Eight of us were arrested that day. Cameras and phones were taken from nine people. All the information on this is at coplock.org/chalk. But anyway, when Ademo was arrested, he was the first arrested. He went limp. He didn't want to assist with his arrest. He was passive, but they charged him with two counts of resisting, found him guilty on that, and they sentenced him to 12 months, the max for a Class A, and with 10 months of that stayed, that was in early January of this year, he appealed it, so he get a jury trial and appeal to common sense of his peers, and either a bureaucratic error or purposefully done that he never received the date and time.
They sent the notice of his so-called jury trial to the wrong address, an address that didn't exist anywhere in reality. They completely fabricated it and sent this to him, and inside this misaddressed envelope was a notice that actually had the correct address on it. And even though he had all of the evidence to prove that it was their screw-up, the judges in the in that case refused to hear it. They refused to you know, give him a continuance and actually schedule the trial to the point where he could actually attend it. They had sent him to jail.
They had case law that says that they don't have to inform you. In a free country where you have the right for trial by jury, they don't have to inform you of the trial.
Right. Yep. So that's why
it sounds like a JMO. You know, didn't he not recently just pass on a plea deal?
Well, he, right. Yeah, he was offered a number of plea deals. So July 11th, the judge, as Ian was saying, said, well, I'm just doing my job. You're going to be caged for this. So he's sitting currently. He should be out August 17th with his good time for this resisting charge. But while he's in there, earlier this week on Monday, he had his jury selection for his three counts of wiretapping. And then next Monday, he has jury trial, and he's going pro se. And, you know, he's standing on his principle, and he's just speaking out. It's you know,
yeah, and earlier we were talking a little bit about taking plea deals, and I had mentioned the Greenfield case where they kept offering you guys plea deals, and you kept refusing them, and you ended up getting the charges dismissed.
Didn't he get a $10,000? Didn't someone get $10,000?
That was Nate Cox, who's the founder of Virginia Cop Locks. He got a $10,000 settlement. All of that went to a lawyer, unfortunately, but he and colleague Meg McClain are down there, launched the Liberty Empowerment Project this week. They're doing outreach to 10,000 people in inner city Richmond.
We had Antonio Beeler last night from Peaceful Streets. Are you guys familiar with their work down in Texas?
Yeah, they're excellent. Yeah, I was actually able to go to their events in Austin, their Peaceful Streets Police Accountability Summit. They gave out 100 video cameras to those present. We went out with 30 to 40 people cop locking that night in Austin. It's a great thing, and I love to see it's being replicated elsewhere.
Well, you let them know that everybody, you know, because not only was he a guest, and you know, it's tough enough to speak up about what's wrong, but when you really, you know, literally put your own butt on the line, I know you guys aren't terrestrial, we're watching our language here. when you put your butt on the line and you literally are willing to, you know, walk the walk, you know, Gandhi used to say, be the change you want to see in the world, and sometimes it's not always easy to do. And we just want to pass our support along, not only from, of course, everybody here, peacefulstreets.com, by the way, is their website.
Guys,
you can check
thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate it. And, of course, we're going to have the latest on Ademo's trial on Monday night. I'll be there, and I'll be recording it. We'll talk about more then. Again, the guys
awesome.
From RadioIO.com.
Thanks for having us, man. Thanks for having us.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can.
When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are not afraid to do experimental radio here. A little radio crossover there with some guys from a show I'd never heard of before, but it sounded like they had a good time. Dangerous Conversations.
Sounded like pros.
On the Bubba Radio Army Network, Bubba the Love Sponge. Who?
Todd Clem.
That's his real name, yep. Right? So anyway, yeah.
Bubba for Sheriff.
Is he running again?
No, I don't know when he was the last time. That's all I remember about him, really.
Yeah. 855-450.
He got in big trouble for slaughtering a pig on the air, I believe.
That was his crew, was it? Or was that MJ?
No, that was his crew.
That was Todd. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Call in, even if you're on another radio show. You're welcome to get it. We'll put you on the air. LegalZoom.com, by the way, can help you out with all kinds of legal documents.
Yep, LegalZoom.com. If you're, you know, if you need some kind of common legal document, whether it's a patent or a will or a trademark or an LLC or a living trust, you know, whatever you need to protect yourself and your family, you probably can get it at LegalZoom.com, and it's going to be a lot less. I went over there and did a will. I don't know what a lawyer would charge me for a will, but I'm sure it'd be in the hundreds of dollars. They did it for, I think it was $60. You can go use coupon code FTL, save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. Fortune Magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we've been all over the map here talking about various different things tonight. Of course, you're welcome to call in and bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. We didn't quite finish the discussion about the Atlanta Citizen Review Board, so to bring you up to speed, there was a killing by the police of a 92-year-old woman several years ago in Atlanta. It was a drug raid gone bad. Of course, all drug raids are bad, but this one was particularly bad because somebody's mom was shot to death. Probably someone's grandmother. And the cops had bad information from informants. They also were crooked cops as well, and they planted drugs after the fact, after they slaughtered this woman in her own home, as she was simply trying to defend herself against what she believed to be a marauding gang, which, of course, is exactly what it was. And as a result of the outrage from the citizenry that was happening, and, of course, all the news media coverage as well, the government guys in Atlanta created this Atlanta Police Citizens Review Board, which the intention was that this was going to give people a place they could go to feel safe to complain about the police and poor public service or whatever. And turns out it hasn't really worked out. There's been conflicts on the board. There's been politics. There's a $100,000 position that's open right now and taking multiple candidates, which is, you know, really creating politics on the board and internal issues that are happening there. And you know, the idea, it would seem to me that the people that would be on a citizens review board should be citizens who care about the police, you know, care about accountability.
It's $100,000 for the position, though, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. I think that people should be, if you're going to have a citizens review board, it should be a volunteer board of people that sit on the, you know, like I was on the local Cheshire TV board. I didn't expect to get paid for that. I considered that volunteering for, you know, community organization. And they weren't going to pay me. And so similarly, if I was going to be on some sort of a board that was supposed to hold the police accountable, I wouldn't want to get paid for that. That would seem like a conflict of interest at some level that, you know, you're getting money from the same government that is supposed to be, you're supposed to be holding accountable.
Right.
Seems like a problem right out the gate. Anyway, there has been several issues with it. Of course, the department doesn't want to cooperate with it in any way, shape, or form, even though on the other hand, the department claims that it supports accountability for its own organization. However, various neighborhood safety groups, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, say that the APD, the police department there, cannot police itself, and that it's evidenced in just a few cases that came after officers shot and killed the 92-year-old Catherine Johnston. Even as top police officials insisted that officers acted appropriately in the cases that we'll tell you about in a moment, the Citizens Review Board was saying otherwise, and the city's lawyers were settling lawsuits to the tune of $2.6 million in just the past year. Here's a few of the cases. More than 60 employees and patrons of the Atlanta Eagle Bar in Midtown were forced to lie on the floor for an hour while APD officers looked for evidence that there had been public sex acts in the club. 8 were arrested, but all those charges were dropped. Initially, top APD commanders insisted the operation was by the book. The resulting lawsuits cost taxpayers more than $1.5 million. After the first lawsuit was settled, 6 officers were fired for lying. A series of lawsuits were filed, as a different case, and settled because officers conducted strip searches in public or conducted roadside cavity searches. Some of those officers were fired. A 61-year-old woman was arrested when she questioned an officer's order that she and another person move from the sidewalk where she was having a conversation. That cost taxpayers $20,000. According to University of Omaha Professor Sam Walker, who's written several books on police oversight, he says these things are allowed to happen because officers know they can get away with it. It's an indictment of internal affairs. So pointing this out as evidence that some sort of oversight is needed because these officers just continue to abuse the power that they have, which is, of course, what humans do when they're given power is abuse it and abuse people with it. And that this particular Citizens Review Board is just, you know, stuck in the mud.
It's just reactionary. That's all it is. And, you know, it's not going to mitigate the bad things that happen. It's just reactionary, and it tries to be a band-aid after the fact, and it's not right. going to be effective. And so instead of just hacking at the branches, as Thoreau would say, strike the root and just get rid of this institution, this bad idea that says some people have the right to do things that other people don't. You know?
The question is, how do we get rid of it? I mean, we can change people's, we have to change people's minds about the idea of government police, and it's one of the hardest things to do. Because, you know, you talk about market-based police protection or market-based protection services, and people get freaked out, and it's
right.
a very
and
tricky issue.
Is a relatively new thing. I mean, the first police force came out in the 1850s. I mean, you're not talking, this is 150 years ago, 162 years ago?
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there, some unlearning that has to be done, but generally I think these ideas about consensual interactions are so powerful and resonate with people that they can find purchase quickly and have significant impact on individuals.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. How can we get from where we are today to what we're talking about? I mean, Pete, you pointed out how competition would bring a whole lot of accountability to the world of policing or protection services. The ability to pull one's funds as well would also bring a huge level of accountability to these services. But most people are scared to death of pulling their funds from the government because they know those same men with guns are going to come to their house and throw their family into the streets. So there's a real, like, there's a big hurdle to get through to get to really to step one on this.
Most people stop using this claim service, and I mean, most people, you're right, a lot of people are scared by this idea, but I would attribute it to a lot of misinformation, and they may cite historical examples
of these bad collusions when these so-called private organizations, some people even bring up like terms like Blackwater and things like this, but that's not what I'm talking about. This, those are examples of state of the bad idea, you know, in another form of the idea that someone else has rights that you don't have. I mean, what I would, I guess, encourage people to think about is how do you live your daily life and you interact peacefully and for 99% of the day, I would say, in most cases. So, you know, and instead of looking to somebody else to say, hey, is this right or wrong, or can I do this or can I do that, look to yourself and act as you best as you think you should. And, you know, that's how we, instead of looking to these claimed authorities, that's how we'll get there. And if you see someone acting in the wrong, hold them accountable. Work with others to hold them accountable. And, you know, if you overreact, people are going to hold you accountable. So it's just, I mean, there's still going to be bad people out there, but the damage they do is going to be much less significant in scope because they don't have this ready-made vehicle of monopoly of force and people's money and arms at their beck and call.
I agree with, if we can have more people pay attention, number one, to what the police do, number mm-hmm. two, hold them accountable and demand that accountability, then that would lead, that has to lead to something rather than people just trying not to pay attention to the police misconduct, brushing it away and saying, oh, it's just a few bad apples, or, you know, being so uncomfortable by what they're doing that they just want to pay attention to something else. To pay close attention to the existing monopoly on violence, to publicize as much of their outrages as possible, to help wake people up to the fact that this, you know, this is not a police department. Wherever it is you live, it is not a police department filled with officer friendly. There are people that are hurting peaceful people, and they need to be called out for that every single time that it happens. People need to be encouraged to not take the plea deal, and, you know, and of course people like Adamo who aren't taking them, and publicizing those who don't take the plea deal and showing what happens to them and encouraging others to do that. I was at the county fair recently doing outreach every single day for 8 hours a day, and one of the things that I would ask folks, you know, or I would show them the don't take a plea deal flyer. I'd also talk about jury nullification, and everybody I talked to was really in favor of both of those ideas of, you know, finding people not guilty in court with jury nullification if they haven't harmed another human being, throwing out bad laws, and clogging up the court system. I would, you know, share with folks, hey, what if 10% of people who got parking tickets took those tickets to trial rather than just paying them and making them go away? And you could see the gears turning in people's heads, like, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. I mean, who wants to pay parking tickets? So
what good do they do?
We can make a difference, but we have
no
to do
other
it
organization in the world can handle parking so poorly that they have to hand out tickets to their customers. No other organization can mess up parking so badly.
We can make a difference, but we have to do it together, and that's why I think the Free State Project is the best choice. FreeStateProject.org to learn more, CopBlock.org to check out what's going on with Pete and the rest of the cop blockers around the country. Definitely want to get involved in that. We'll see you tomorrow night, FreeTalkLive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.